Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank. Well, the Powell Pioneers saw their season come to a close yesterday at the State Class A baseball tournament as the Torrington Tigers came from behind to beat the Pioneers 7-3. Pioneers got three on the board in the bottom of the first inning after Torrington took a 1-0 lead. For the Pioneers, Brock Johnson with a single, Colin Queen with a one-out walk. Then Kobe Ostermiller was hit by a pitch. And then Torrington making two errors in a row to score three runs for the Pioneers as they took a 3-1 advantage going into the second. But Torrington came back as they put together four hits in the second inning to take a 6-3 lead. They added an insurance run in the fifth to give them that 7-3 advantage, out-hitting Powell 10-6 in this matchup. Both teams ended up making some costly errors, both with three. For the Pioneers, they used two of their freshman pitchers as Cade Queen started the game, going four innings, and then Brock Johnson finished things up, scoring, coming up with a shutout in the last two innings. Well, the Pioneers bow out of the tournament, finishing in fifth place. That is, they will say, so long to a couple of senior players for them, Cameron Wentz and Colin Queen. But the majority of the Pioneers are still, we're freshmen on this team and a first-year players for the Pioneers. So certainly a bright future in store for Pioneer baseball. Some of the other games saw the Casper Crush beat the Cheyenne Hawks by a 16-8 score, as the Crush ended up almost 10 running the Hawks throughout this game, but never could really 10 run them, as the Hawks managed to score a couple late runs, but the Crush was certainly in control. For Cody, they ended up coming from behind after trailing 4-3 after Cody Cubs ended up getting three hits from Schroeder. Tristan Blatt ended up with a three-run home run as well, as Cody beat Douglas 9-5. Douglas had, throughout the later innings, constantly had runners on the base paths but couldn't get an RBI from anybody behind them. So Douglas takes its first loss, and they will now match up with Casper today, as the Crush will take on Douglas beginning at 1 p.m. Torrington advances to take on Cody beginning at 4. And Cody is the only team that has not picked up a loss at this tournament, as it will continue today and tomorrow over at Powell's Edlin Field. We're back with more after this.